and straddle that rope and just swing.
Yeah,
right. I don't think I've ever rode on one of them either.
My kids will have one of those, but we always had the two ropes down.
Yeah, well, I always did too, where they could, where we had a plank in it, you know, and sit in it. Now, that's kind of always used.
What about a thing if you burn the coal in the stove, a thing you might have close to the stove to keep your coal in?
Scuttle.
Okay. And in the stove, the smoke goes up and out the what?
Stovepipe.
Okay. And if you had some rocks you were going to move around the yard or something, you might put them in a thing that had one wheel on the front, two handles on the back. And you put
them back.
If you were out in the field and you needed to put an edge on your hoe or a side or something, you might have a little, what, in your pocket?
Yeah, a little, horn, or they call horns, the horn regulars and things, but it's the same thing.
All right. What about a great big one you might have back at the barn that you have turned up a crane?
Oh, that's a ground rock.
Okay. And now, but back in the old days, everybody drove buggies. Now everybody drives a what?
Car.
Okay. And if you had a wagon or something and the wheel was squeaking real bad, you say, well, I'm going to have to do what to that?
I'm going to have to put some action grease on that.
Okay. And then if you did that, if you got your hands down in axle grease, you say your hands were all what?
Greasy and messed up.
And if you had a squeaky hinge on a door, you might squirt what on it?
All
on. Okay. And what was it they used to burn in the old lamps before they had electric?
Coal.
Okay. Did you ever see a homemade or makeshift lamp made out of a bottle or a can or something in kerosene?
No.
I never saw one either.
I never did.
What is it that the toothpaste comes in?
A tube.
Okay.
They make electric lamps out of just about everything now.
I know. I've seen them take stuff I never even dreamed of.
I have too. I've seen them take stuff that I wouldn't even thought about and make lamps.
I know. They make beautiful lamps
out
of
them.
Yes, sir. A friend of mine has one made out of I can't think of what I'm trying to say. An old pair of ice tongs, you know, like the ice man used to use.
Yeah.
He had those things fixed up and mounted on a lamp, and it made really a nice. And I had even forgotten about ice tongs. It'd been so long since I saw them.
That's
right. Let's see. I'm not getting you tired, am I? You tell me now if I am.
No, I'm not tired. Okay. Talking's my middle name. Oh, that man that come with down there with Miss Hogan that day, he asked me if I'd mind asking some questions. I said, well, I know that's my middle name, Talking.
Well, that's great.
I like to talk.
What about if a child was looking for his clothes and the mother had them, she'd say, well, what, would she say, here's your clothes, or here are your clothes, or what?
Let's see how that would go. Here is your clothes, I believe, would be correct.
Okay.
Thanks, correct.
Yeah. And what about things that people might say around here to mean a lot, you know, like, well, he's got, would they ever say, he's got right smart of land, or he does that, that's right smart of chickens, or something.
Yeah.
Would they ever say that?
No, that's not correct.
How would they use that?
he's got a lot of property, or about a lot of land, or something like that.
Okay.
That would be correct.
Okay. If somebody wanted you to try something like a soap or washing powder or something, they might give you a free what?
Sample.
Okay. And you go outside and it's a warm day and the sun is out and everything, you say, well, it sure is a what?
Sure is a nice day.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody?
A warm day.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody say pretty day? Or
yes, I've heard them say pretty day.
Okay. When you were cooking, you'd have to put on a, you might put on a what to keep from getting grease or flour.
Apron.
Okay.
Apron.